It is official. The Boston Foundation has announced that Lee Pelton, who is now the president of Emerson College, will step down from that role in June to take over as the foundation's next president and CEO. The Boston Foundation is one of the 20 largest community foundations in the country, and it has assets of more than $1.2 billion. Here to talk with us about it is Lee Pelton. President Pelton, welcome back to the show.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. I want to congratulate you on your appointment, and I want to ask, you have described this opportunity as a calling, and you've said you've been training for it for many years. Tell us what that means.
Well, it means that civic leadership and giving back to the communities in which I live, using my resources and talents, it defines who I am. What I hope to be, and I have been doing this for as long as I can remember, and I have used my the platform of the presidencies at Emerson and at my previous institution, and even as the dean at Dartmouth and other places, as a way for me to speak out on important issues, to be civically engaged myself. And also to remind my students that they have an obligation to be engaged in the civic life of their community and their nation and the world.
You said that, you know, giving back defines who you are. You will have an opportunity to help do that on a massive capacity with the Boston Foundation. That is a $1 billion organization. I think it's safe to say that with, you know, their assets, their power, the Boston Foundation can create a center of gravity around an issue. Arguably, Paul Grogan, your predecessor, did that with a sustained focus on charter schools, for example, for a number of years.
Right.
Where do you want to create a center or centers of gravity with the foundation's resources?
Well, it's too early for me to say what those centers of gravity might be. But I am happy to say today that we will be looking through our grant making, at least through the permanent fund of our grant making, through the lens of doing our very best to break down the structural and systemic barriers and inequities that have prevented many of our community from having full access and participation in American democracy.
You wrote an essay this summer, President Pelton, for the Emerson community called America is on Fire, in response to the protests over Minneapolis police killing George Floyd, mm-hmm. In response to the act of killing George Floyd. Mm-hmm. It was personal. How will your experience as a Black man and a Black man who was educated at Harvard and has run institutions like Emerson guide the way you're going to approach leadership at the foundation, grant making at the foundation?
Well, you know, I wrote that, that essay, which got between 7 and 8 million views around the world, to do two things. One was to make the invisible visible. That is to say, to make George Floyd's murder visible. And it was his invisibility, and it was the officer's sense that he was not human that allowed him to put his knee on his neck for almost 9 minutes until he cried out for his mama and said, "I cannot breathe." And it was there in plain sight for all of us to see. And so what we learned from that event is that as awful as that event was, it was not new, and it's very much in the fabric of our American society. And I wanted to suggest in a particular kind of way that I'm George Floyd, too, that I've experienced or I've had experiences which are dehumanizing and in which I am believed to be invisible. The other thing that I wanted to show or provide is for Black and brown leaders in this city and beyond to speak up about their own encounters with racism and their own encounters with experiences that are dehumanizing. And I think I was able to do both of those Storytelling is powerful. It can be transformative. I think it's important for me and for others to tell our stories in support of our various causes.
Is there a way you have in mind that the foundation could advance and support community storytelling like that?
Well, I think what we will do is we will reach out to communities. We will be in communities. We will listen intently and actively and be in partnership with those communities and those neighborhoods as we seek to make Boston a better place to live for all of its citizens.
When you say be in communities, tell me more about what that means. Will you require program officers to spend time inside community organizations? Are you going to hold your meetings in different places so that you're more physically present? What do you mean when you say we're going to be in communities?
Well, it means that we'll be physically present in these communities. And I will be very visible and present in these communities. You know, one of the great aspects of the Boston Foundation has been its ability to partner and collaborate. And we do want to partner and collaborate with nonprofits, with the government, and with private corporations and so on. But we also want to do that with authenticity, with honesty and sincerity in Boston neighborhoods. So I will be very visible in those neighborhoods, listening and learning as a way to shape our agenda for the future.
I want to ask you a little bit of a challenging question here. Part of the foundation's financial growth over the years has been through donor-advised funds. They're ubiquitous in philanthropy. I know you know they're not without controversy. You know, donors get the full tax benefit of a charitable contribution, but in practice, they often maintain quite a bit of personal control over timing and direction of the money. You probably also know that the philanthropic field itself is asking whether using funds that way, many of the philanthropic approaches that are common now can break the status quo, break systemic inequality, for example, or racism, when the assets remain under the control of those who have prospered from that status quo. Do you see that as a challenge, and how are you thinking about that?
Well, we will continue to work with these donors to increase the impact of their philanthropy. And I am both hopeful and convinced that we will be able to produce good outcomes as we already have in the past.
Are there different kinds of impacts or outcomes that you're hopeful to have the foundation embrace than perhaps it has in the past? I mean, we are in a moment, and this moment is different than where we were 2 years ago, 3 years ago even.
Yeah, well, we are in a moment, and as I said, we given all of the issues and opportunities that we and other foundations have to have an impact on the communities, neighborhoods, and the broader society, the moment requires that we look through. We look through everything that we do through the lens of inequity and systemic and structural barriers that prevent, as I said earlier, citizens from fully participating in society. And so that will be the lens for now, but we also understand that these issues are intersectional. They intersect with lots of other issues, gender issues, LGBTQ issues, economic issues, and so on.
Last question for you. Boston Foundation is a proud and venerable institution in our community. What are you most proud of about taking the role next as president and CEO?
Well, there are, it's a tripartite role. One is a grant making, supporting nonprofits throughout the region. And we want to be engaged in funding equity and equity funding. We want to continue to partner with our donors and work with them to increase the impact of their philanthropy on the variety of issues that you and I have just discussed. And we want to continue to be a civic leader. And we've done that in the past, and we'll continue to do that in the future as a convener, a partner, a collaborator, and with our research resources so that we can shine a bright light on the key issues that face our communities.
Well, that is Emerson College President Lee Pelton, who will be taking over as the next president and CEO of the Boston Foundation at the end of the academic year in June. President Pelton, thank you so much for your time, and we hope to talk with you again on the show soon.
Thank you very much.